Okay, so you know, you guys, a lot of people from the same side kept on meeting, I guess, and probably at specific places. And even though the official leaders already left, probably some kind of very vocal members of one side or community kind of established themselves. I don't know. I mean, maybe you can talk about this, like.
As soon as nations started to be divided, in a matter of some meetings in only certain restaurants or cafes or pubs, okay. So, for example, only one nation's going to only one restaurant every evening, and you have like 100 people of same nations going in some restaurant at night to get some later news. To see, do they need to organize themselves because they're listening all day some freaky stories from TV about wars, about whatever, situation is going to be desperate according to TV, to their side. So, some of the first sign that bad people going to be in charge was at those meetings because, some people emerged like leaders, and most of the time they wasn't smart kind of peoples, some kind of like lower, if I can say like that, lower class of people, like people who in normal times who steal stuff and sell it, or even drug dealers. In one word, charismatic people with charisma, some kind of charisma. If you have 100 people at one place and some big guy, tough looking guy, go up and start to talk some flaming speech, probably going to listen to him. And alcohol also helps with that stuff. Also, music helps because in those times, maybe sounds strange, but music also changes, if you belong to one nation and you're only going to listen to some songs that glorifying your nation. If I can say so. So we connect all that together. Some songs who glorify your nations and singing about wars from past, about winning, about mythology. Then you have alcohol. Then you have a big group of people, and then you have a strong charismatic man who wants to rule with that group of people. It's not so hard to start to follow that man, People just felt stronger when they belonged to bigger group of people, It was maybe at the beginning it was hard to realize is that leader going to be bad man later, with some bad decisions, with some bad intentions. If he speaks all the time about people, we need to organize ourselves. We need to find out weapon. They're going to kill us. It's easy to fall in all of that. So that was a start of making of groups. Those groups, most of those groups later are just gangs, simply gangs.
And after these gatherings, were there like some kind of minor riots, or how did that, I mean, did something like that happen? Because obviously after one of these flame speeches and then with alcohol and all that, people were like kind of fired up. So what happened next?
Well, if I can compare it, it was like before the war in Germany, you have two different political options, and they have a meetings in some restaurants, and after that meetings they fight on the streets, mostly without weapons. Almost nobody had weapons in that time, but they fight with fists, with knives, throwing bottles, singing songs, waving flags. Yeah, it used to be some rioting. Mostly without victims in those days. It was start of everything. It was like intro in something much worse later, Yes. Also one more interesting thing. As every other aspect of life was get more influenced in politics and in nations, also sport, like football, soccer here. It's a very popular game here. I mean, it was very popular, still is still popular. It was like every household, every man watching soccer games. So pretty much everybody watching that. So in those times also, if you have one soccer team from one town, and that town is like mostly Serbian town, going to play a game with in some other time, and that other time town is mostly Croatian, for example, you're gonna have a big group of fans who gonna go, and for main reason to get in fight with other group of fans. And also, as media was inflaming everything else, also media took their stance also with that game. So you're gonna have three different media houses who are talk three different stories about one fight in one match. Everything was divided. So simple football game was to divide it.
How did these fights usually happen? I mean, how can we imagine, like, was it like in the stadium, outside of the stadium? How did it really go down?
I remember one biggest and most important fight. Also that fight, that football game, most of the people marked that football game as the start of troubles at whole Balkan region, actually. It was in Zagreb, I think, 1991. It was played between a team from Zagreb and a team from Belgrade. And we still used to be in the same state, all Republic. But on that game, fans of Zagreb team set the state flag, Yugoslav flag in flames. They light flag in flames. And police, I remember that police came out at the game and start to hit those fans with clubs, sticks, you know. And one of the players from Croatian team was hit. Police officer
was hit by a police officer.
No, he hit the policeman, and it was such a big event for us, because before that it was almost unimaginable to see that on TV, that some football player hitting policeman. We had an opinion about police, you know, police was something honorable, you know. You can't just go out and hit a policeman, you know. It was so hard to do that. I mean, consequences was just bad if you hit a policeman.
So they were, policemen were respected, like members of the community.
Actually, police was were just respected, you know. If you see a policeman at the street, you know, he's the man, you know. He's the man. And right after that event, you know, people started maybe to realize that this is wrong. I mean, everything is falling apart. You know, when you see in live at the TV that one football player is going at the field and hitting policeman, you know, because that policeman was hitting some fan, you know, it just was wrong. But it also follows some circumstances in police force, you know, just like everything else is falling apart at nationalities. It was same at the police force, you know. One month maybe before everything started, you could sense that police just don't have enough, I don't know, maybe not enough force. It wasn't about that. It was about will, you know. Police just didn't had enough will to stop some things on the streets, like fighting between on meetings, you know, from that restaurants. Police just gave up in some things, you know. Everything started to fall apart.
So, I mean, how was the police perceived? I mean,
actually, again, depends who do we ask, you know. At this game, this player from Zagreb team took side from the fan, and this policeman took side from the Serbs, you know, because he was defending the flag. So again, it was about the sides. You see, it was funny, this player, football player, was achieved as a hero in his country. And on the other side, this policeman was achieved as a hero on his side. You know?
Okay. So, and basically the police stepped in when they were actually seeing the flag burning. And I mean, you know, you could think it's not allowed to burn anything in a stadium. So actually the police has to step in. So was that a factor, or was it really, I mean, probably one side had one story again, and the other side said they did it because of their national pride. I mean, how did that turn out?
Actually, as far as I can see, that police didn't do anything wrong. You know, it was rioting at the football stadium, and one fan was go out at the field and burn the flag, and police was, I guess, doing their duty, you know, but everything else was pumped up by the media, you know, because media showed that player as a hero, you know. He was defending the poor fan, you know.
If we go back to the media, were there still some kind of private news companies that tried to stay independent and actually report what really happened?
There used to be mostly TV houses used to be in state property, mostly. There used to be few of them private, but even those private were not independent, you know. They belong to someone, and that someone will belong to some site, if you understand me. There used to be some tries, you know. I remember one TV who was specifically made like to keep everything together, like to keep everything calm. But it was only a try, you know. Even that TV house was fall apart.